Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Yesterday was my 30th anniversary. Woot, woot, woot. Today I'm starting year 31. So we are, and I'm doing that by reading Isaiah 2 in the Passion Translation. This is what it says. This is the word revealed to Isaiah, son of Amoz, concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the last days, the mountain of Yahweh's temple will be raised up as the head of the mountains towering over all the hills. A sparkling stream of every nation will flow into it. Many peoples will come and say, "Everyone come, let us go up higher to Yahweh's mountain, to the house of Jacob's God. Then he can teach us his ways and we can walk in his paths." Zion will be the center of instruction, and the word of Yahweh will go out from Jerusalem. He will judge fairly between the nations and settle disputes among many peoples. They will beat the swords they use against each other into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. No nation will take up weapons against another, nor will they prepare for war anymore. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the wonderful light of Yahweh. Lord, you have abandoned your people, the house of Jacob, for they are full of divinations from the east, like the land of the Philistines, with diviners everywhere. They are pleased with what is false and foreign. Their land overflows with gold and silver. They are wealthy beyond measure. Their land is filled with horses and innumerable chariots. Worthless idols are everywhere, and they worship the work of their own hands, what their fingers have made. The people bow down before the no gods, and the leaders lie down flat before them in worship. So do not spare them. Enter into the rock and hide in the dust from the dreadful presence of Yahweh and from his majestic glory. The arrogant will be humbled and the pride of man will be brought low. Only one will be exalted in that day, Yahweh. The Lord of angel armies has a day of humiliation in store for all the high and mighty, for all who are proud and self-exalting. They will be brought low. His judgment is coming against the lofty cedars of Lebanon and all the oaks of Bashan, against the high mountains and all the lofty hills, against every high tower and every fortress wall, against all the trading ships of Tarshish and all the impressive sailing vessels. People's arrogance will be conquered and brought low. And those proud of heart will be humiliated. Only one will be exalted in that day, Yahweh. Every worthless idol will utterly pass away. People will hide in caves and holes in the ground from the dreadful presence of Yahweh and from his majestic glory when he rises to mightily shake the earth. In that day, people will throw away the worthless idols their hands have made from gold and silver. They will fling their treasures to the rodents and bats as they crawl into the clefts of the rock to hide them from the dreadful presence of Yahweh and from the majesty of his glory when he rises to shake the earth mightily. So once and for all, stop trusting in man who is but one breath from death, frail and puny man. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, another warning to the nation of Israel, but also to us, to not worship worthless idols, not to worship the things that we create, the idols of our society and of our culture and of our world, which typically revolve around power and money and prestige and all of these things. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us for running to those things or thinking that we must preserve them at any cost. Lord, forgive us for thinking that what we create is what will save us. I see that a lot in a lot of self-help circles, that we're supposed to just kind of create this nirvana with our own hands. And then it turns out into this exercise of worshiping what we've created. And that's not the same as working hard and experience your presence as we work and seeing the fruitful labor of our hands. This is when we worship what we have created. So Lord, if we have done that, please forgive us or show us where we have done that. Lord, also throughout this passage and throughout the book of Isaiah, I see your holiness, your set apartness, your differentness, your utterly otherness than us. And Lord, I fear that many of us have kind of treated you like a chum or a pal or what, and we've just not regarded the fact that you are holy, you are separate, you are worthy of our praise. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And we are to fall before you in utter worship. And really, that's the answer here. And this is the problem with the nation of Israel. They turned their worship from worshiping you, the Holy One, to worshiping themselves and other things and things that are created like wealth. And Lord, it's a worshiping problem. It's not necessarily the other thing. It's just who we choose to worship. So Lord, today, as we're nearing the end of 2020, we choose, we put a stake in the ground. We ask for your forgiveness when we've worshiped other things, and we choose to worship you, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the one who is the lifter of our heads, the one who deserves every song, every bit of our allegiance and our obedience, and every word that we speak. It's all for you. It's all for you. We worship you. We let go of the things that we try so hard to grab onto. The kingdom of God is for those who learn how to let go. And so we choose to let go. When we try to save our lives, we lose it. When we lose our lives for your sake, we find it. And so, Lord, I pray for that, for my friend listening today, that today would be a day of surrender. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to start the year off great with a free devotional, 31 days to take you through the month of January, you can go to marydemuth.com/prevail and get your free ebook. It's long and it's free and it's written just for you. So I hope you enjoy that. Also, if you want to be included in the prayer episode, which runs on the first Sunday of the month, you can go to marydemuth.com/pray and record up to 5 minutes of your prayer request, and I will pray for you on that Sunday. So, hey, thanks so much for listening, and happy pre-New Year's Day Eve. Have a great day.